From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Mixed signals on the economy today. An industry group says the manufacturing sector expanded at its fastest rate in more than 5 months in February. But the Commerce Department says spending on construction fell to the lowest level in 8 years in February. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says the Obama administration is worried about unemployment as the economy inches toward recovery. NPR Sonari Glinton reports Geithner also warns that job growth will trail any overall pickup in the economy.
Tomorrow is the day we find out just how good or bad unemployment is in the U.S. Currently, the national unemployment rate is 9.7%. Speaking this morning on NBC's The Today Show, Secretary Geithner says the economy is growing. He says eventually, with that growth, jobs will come, but
the unemployment rate is still terribly high, and it's going to stay unacceptably high for a long period of time. It's going to take a long time to bring it down just because of the damage caused by the recession.
Geithner is calling on Congress to pass an overhaul of the rules that govern the financial industry. He says lax rules helped create the current economy, and Geithner says, quote, what happened in our country should never happen again. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is headed to Portland, Maine today. He's continuing his campaign to explain the benefits of newly enacted health care overhaul. Josie Huang of Maine Public Radio reports thousands of people have reserved spots at the event to lend their support.
Nicole Fernald waited 8 hours in a cold drizzle for a ticket to the president's rally. She says she's hopeful the passage of health care legislation will make coverage more affordable for someone like her.
I don't have insurance. I don't work full time. I can't afford to because I'm a full-time college student. So I think from what I know that it's going to be a good thing.
But taxpayer rights activists who see the legislation as a costly government takeover of health care say they plan to hold protests before President Obama's speech. Still other activists say they will be there to urge the president to move on to immigration issues now that he's had his health care win. After his stop in Portland, the president will head to Boston for a Democratic National Committee fundraiser. For NPR News, I'm Josie Huang in Portland, Maine.
Much tougher auto fuel mileage and exhaust standards become official today. They will go into effect for 2016 models. Auto analyst Jim Henry says the companies prefer the federal standard to other possibilities.
The only thing worse for the auto industry than a tougher national standard would be 50 tougher state standards. I mean, that's the worst-case scenario for the car companies.
Auto companies will have to come up with a fleet-wide average of 35.5 miles per gallon for the 2016 models. Stocks are up on some fairly good economic news with expanding manufacturing. This is NPR News. Rain has stopped. Floodwaters are starting to recede in New England and New York State, but the recovery job ahead is tremendous. In Rhode Island, where the damage is worst, some businesses already struggling in the weak economy may close if their facilities are ruined. Rhode Island officials hope to reopen Interstate 95 through the state today. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano plans to visit tomorrow to see the damage. Bridges and highways are washed out from Maine to Connecticut. The coastal town of Stonington, Connecticut, is largely cut off with two of its three bridges out. In Cape Town, South Africa, three Metrorail cars and a ticket office have been torched in yet another act of sabotage against the transport system. As Vicky O'Hara reports from Johannesburg, Metrorail blames striking transport workers.
Cape Town area commuters were stranded for several hours due to disruption of service because of the attacks. At least five rail cars have been set alight this week and cables cut in what Metro Rail claims is a campaign of sabotage orchestrated by Satawu. That's the union that represents transport workers. Union representative Evan Abramse denies the allegation.
We have no problem at Satawu in distancing ourselves of any such actions, condemning such actions. People who do endanger the lives of our members who work on the rails and the commuters and the general public.
The latest dispute between the union and Metrorail involves end-of-the-year bonus payments. Thus far, no injuries have been reported because of the sabotage, but two people have been arrested. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
And I'm Paul Brown. This is NPR News from Washington.